Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy.
Welcome back to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily. It is such an honor to get to share the space with you today, co-create in our time together. And today we are going to cover the topic of learning new energy or spiritual tools and knowing when to love them and when to leave them. So one of the things that I have learned in my own experience and what I now support clients with is we don't quite yet have this overall understanding that doing energy work is like cooking or baking. There's an infinite number of ways to do it. And if you think about cooking in particular, you know how certain people's cooking just tastes a certain way? So the same goes for energy work. All of us here who are listening in this community, we may all maybe bake an apple crisp, but it's going to taste a little bit different for each one. And some of you are going to be like, wow, I really love making this recipe and it's going to take off and you're going to make it your own and you're going to enter it into contests and all that fun stuff. And some of you are going to say, okay, well, now I know how to make apple crisp, but I'm really not interested in doing that ever again in my life. Or maybe you're somewhere where you and the people you're with are in a pinch and you've made apple crisp or you need to make apple crisp for them. That actually happened to me one time. Except I love apple crisp. Okay, so the same goes for energy work. So if we think about mediumship and the different types of mediumship, self-healing, and the vast multitude of ways you can do self-healing. I mean, just focus on a body part. Focus on what it is you're healing. The physical, the emotional, of course, the two are intertwined. There's so many ways to do it. Physical tools, earth plane tools, and everything in between. Crystals, psychic, phone calls, things like that. And what you want to think about in your own personal practice is you want to say, do I enjoy this recipe? Do I enjoy this style? There's multiple styles of tarot. Feels like it's infinite versions of astrology and so many versions of meditation. So you want to approach your own energy work the same way. Oftentimes clients will say, well, someone asked me to do this or someone asked me to do this, and they'll start to go down this route of, so I'm going to go do that now, or I'm going to bring it in. I'm like, do you really want to? Do you enjoy it? Does it feel easy for you? I love, more than anything, pet and animal communication. I love it so much. I was in a Zoom session with a client one time, and I said, there's these things swirling above your head. I said, I don't know what they are. I said, there's two of them. And I said, but they have wings and they're trying to get your attention. And she goes, I have two birds. And I said, oh my gosh. And so the birds started coming through with some messages for her. So darling, so lovely. The three of them are like a family. It was amazing. And both her and I are like, wow, because I didn't know I could do animal communication at the time. And she reaches out to me again and says, would you be willing to do, she goes, I can't believe I'm saying this, but a therapy session for my birds. I said, sure. So we do this therapy session, and her bird had been a general in a past life and felt like it could boss the other bird around. We were cracking up so much. It was so great. So we gave him his job and let him know, you know, sort of the hierarchy of things, and the behavioral issues subsided. I've also one time, oh my gosh, had a client who came in who was so lovely and wanted to know if it was time to put her dog down. And I will tell you this about putting an animal down. It's one of the weirdest experiences to be in. You know, it's like to be the hands of God and say, is it time to put you down? Especially because as animals, as their bodies become end of life, they really back to normal, or you hope they're back to normal, and then it drops again. And sometimes the drop is worse than the drop before. And I will say this really quick about animals transitioning. They're a much more evolved soul than we are in our human experience. And they're oftentimes way more understanding and accepting of the experience. and understand, never put anything negative towards the owner for making the decision, you know, a week. There's no like a week too early or 3 weeks too late. I mean, sometimes a little late probably would be the one thing that animals say, you know, it's time. But never in all of the times I've supported people whose animals have crossed over, have as an animal ever said, oh, you should have done it on Tuesday instead of on Sunday. Never at all. They're focused on taking care of their owner now that they're on the other side of the veil. Back to the situation where I had been hired to help this person decide if it was time to put the dog down, and I was too emotional about it. And when you hold energetic space, you actually can't be emotional. You have to be pretty neutral. You can be a human and have empathy for the experience, but you have a job to uphold. And it was in that moment I realized I do not want to support people in the critical decision making of this time. Now, the logic I just shared with everyone for the last couple of minutes, that's logic I would share with anyone. However, this particular client had a really big decision to make. Do they move with the dog or do they put it down? And again, animals are very pragmatic, so oftentimes there can be multiple options. So it was in that moment I said, okay, this is not a part that I'm doing anymore. But of course, I love doing pet and animal communication other than that. And now I refer people out. All of that being said, you get to try things on for this and say, oh, that's not for me. Oh, I tried Reiki and it's cool, but it's just not for me. Or I tried intuitive dance or intuitive writing or whatever. So it's just like how you do not pick just one form of movement to do for the rest of your life. I'm talking about working out. You don't just pick one. Maybe some of you do. Good for you. Actually, now that I think about that, one of my friends is a runner. The 100Ks, 100 milers, all of those crazy wild things. So there are people out there that do pick the one thing and are incredibly good at it. It's 333 here right now, by the way, for anyone who that might mean something for, pinging the heart. But you get the overall message, which is you do not have to fully commit. You know what this is? We're repatterning. If you were ever told or asked at a young age, what are you going to be when you grow up? What are you when you grow up? And then you're 18 years old and you're supposed to decide, you know, if you're fortunate enough to go to college, okay, well, what's your year? What are you going to do for the rest of your life? It's not like that. It gets to be playful. It gets to be fun. You get to say no. Say no. I don't like to do this. Say no. That's what I ask my clients. I'm like, do you really want to do this? Do you want to do this? Does it feel good? Does it feel easeful? Because the things that feel easeful, and then when the universe starts putting people and situations in your path that guide you in that direction more and more, that's how you know. That's how you know. The Intuitives Toolkit. Oof. It is the last month to get it at the founder's rate. All of you who are locked in now will have that rate for eternity unless you cancel and rejoin. We have so many good things coming into this. I'm going to be sharing aspects of the book, Your Energy First, in there. We have live sessions every month and continuing to build out the tools, the energy meditations. I did a giveaway this month for someone for a free 1 hour session as a thank you for being an early adopter. And my intention between the Intuitives Tool with the Intuitives Toolkit is that we build a community, a space for you to be able to develop, have fun with, play with your intuitive abilities in a safe and powerful way, in a way that empowers you to learn more about yourself, to learn all about the cool aspects and nuances that your soul has to offer, which is so many things. And we are just getting started. Thank you so much for being here, for being both the light and the shadow in this world. It is so needed. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to hit the follow and subscribe button. And as always, you can join other light-minded souls on Instagram. You can find me at emilymarie.energy or in the free Facebook group. The links are in the show notes. Bye. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal spiritual journey towards inner peace, inner calm, developing your intuition, and inner wisdom.
I am not a psychologist, financial advisor, or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health, financial, or medical advice. If you are suffering from any psychological, financial, or medical conditions, please seek help from a qualified professional.